Well, good morning, everyone. Well done for making it here. My name is Faith, as you know, but I say it because it will come up later. So here we are. It's the last day of Fest 3. Dare I say, we are nearly there. For Dave and I, this has been our 45th Fest out of 48. I think Joe has probably done all 48, and obviously Phil and I. Yet no one wearing white coats have come to us with straight jackets yet, so we're all right. But seriously, I love Fest, and there is so much to look back on and be thankful again this year. And I think Fest 3 will be extra memorable, with an eclipse and meteor shower thrown in for good measure. And who knows, as we have seen over the years, children who have come here for Fest and our half-term holidays end up being on Community. I love how Scargill weaves into the tapestry of our lives, whatever age we are. So continuing with our theme of encounters with Jesus, today we meet the Canaanite woman, and it's Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. That's on page 982. Matthew 15, 21. And Maggie will read for us.
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away. She keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment.
It's a bit of an odd passage, really. Jesus doesn't initially give the response that I would expect from him. His reaction seems a bit short. The disciples want to send her away, to not bother him. She's an outsider, a Gentile, a woman. But this woman is determined, and she isn't taking no for an answer. I think she was incredibly bold to answer Jesus back the way she did. And I like that about her. I find it difficult to be bold. Is it her confidence? Is it her trust? Is she just a desperate mum who wants the very best for her child? She is certainly persistent. She knows she's an outsider, yet she still comes to Jesus. It's a strange little banter in a way, but she gets what she came asking for. And Jesus calls her faith great. That's what got me thinking. You have great faith. Your request is granted. The only other time he says this directly to someone is to the centurion whose servant was healed. Jesus says to him, "I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." And somehow I can't really imagine Jesus saying that to me. I'd kind of expect to hear, "Well, your faith has been a bit wobbly at times and a bit all over the place." And I imagined my faith being a car going in for its MOT. Would it pass the test? What does the outside of the car look like? It might look and appear all shiny and clean. But what about under the bonnet? Where is there rust in my attitudes or in my prayer life? Then I thought of fuel. What gives my faith energy to keep going? And I spent quite a while thinking about this at 2 o'clock this morning as I sat outside watching the stars. I sat and looked up in awe, aware of the greatness of God. That word again, great. That phrase, you have great faith. It's a phrase that leaves me feeling quite convicted at the beauty and the impact of my name and how I try to live up to it and live it out. However, I know that for all of us, we can wobble at times, perhaps feel all over the place when life throws things at us. It might feel that our car, so to speak, has got a weird noise that we don't understand or has even broken down. Mercifully, unlike some car mechanics, the grace and love of God is free to get us on the road again. We journey together. We help each other. That's what community is. So let's just spend a minute, just quiet, just to reflect on that. I'm not a great fan of commentaries. They're all a bit wordy and intellectual to me. I think Tom Wright does my head in, really. But a writer I will look to for enlightenment is the wonderful Dave Hopwood. He speaks a language I understand, so accessible. He was here for Fest 1 and 2, so I said to him, I've got that really weird passage about taking food from the children to give it to dogs. Have you ever written about that? Well, thankfully, he said yes. So here is one of the small reflections, poems, that he sent to me. It's called Outsiders. She looks at him, her eyes full of longing. He is her only hope. Her daughter's only hope. He looks tired. He's been busy. Will he bother with her? She's an outsider to him. She's not perfect. She can't pay him. She can't really offer anything to him, except her small faith and her persistence. They say he's full of kindness. They say he welcomes everyone, even those who feel like failures, those who don't fit in, those who struggle along. He smiles at her. In life, we don't throw good food to dogs, do we? He says. And she smiles back, ready to respond. No, but the dogs love what's left over from a good meal. He laughs. You are right, he says. And she feels a surge of hope, a gentle power flowing from him and through her. And before he even says it, she knows. Her daughter has been healed by this wonderful, gracious man. And so she goes home singing with laughter in her heart. I like that. As fest ends, may our guests go home singing with laughter in their hearts. I took a family to the train station last Thursday, and all the way to Skipton, the youngest child was singing, "Are We There Yet?" Very loudly. The family had to travel all the way down to Hastings, so I do wonder if they were still laughing by the time they got home. Just to finish on a light note, I often like to use an image in prayers to reflect the passage, and I didn't really like any of the artwork I found for this, so I sort of went off on a tangent about dogs and crumbs. There's some wonderful stuff out there, but I brought it home, so for a bit of fun, and it's close enough for me, here is Freddy with a cheesy snack on his nose. And for a little treat, the next. You can watch this.
Eat. Good boy.
He's such a clever joke. So that's it. Try and stay cool today. Have a lovely day. Bless you all.